And let's head back to the phones. And Amy, listening in Philadelphia. Hi, Amy. Welcome. Good to have you on the Inner Life today.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for waiting, Amy. We're glad to have you on.
Yeah. Well, my holy spiritual story has led me to a program called Nourish for Caregivers. I've been a nurse for over 20 years, and I've taken care of the elderly in skilled nursing and assisted living, independent living, and home care and hospice. And I've been writing on and off different, I guess, spiritual studies that I wanted to pull together because I feel like there's such a need to take care of caregivers. Mm. There's an enormous amount of support for bereavement after the passing of someone, but the caretakers who are still, have all the responsibility, they sometimes get overlooked. And as it turns out, there was two other women who have been on the same holy spiritual page. Their names are Deb Kelsey Davis and Kelly Johnson, and they're the co-founders for this Nourish for Caregivers program. And I'm really excited because I'm going to be able to start the program in Philadelphia.
Mm. Are they open to faith? Are you able to talk about faith at the program? Sorry for interrupting. I'm just curious about that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a Catholic-based program.
Okay.
It had there were different priests that were involved. I'm not sure if it has the imprimatur or not, but it's certainly a Catholic-based program.
Sure.
It's a 12 session program that you could meet monthly if you want, and it's an ongoing. It's not like a typical Bible study where you would meet for a few weeks and then you would draw to a close. This is more of an ongoing support system that this program is trying to awaken, as you said, with the Holy Spirit within the Catholic Church. And the study is also written so that it can be ecumenical, mm-hmm. meaning that, you know, it's just not for Catholics, but if you wanted to invite other Christian denominations or whatnot, there's plenty of scriptural references and the catechism references and whatnot. But certainly, I think the grief process of caring for someone, crosses any religious boundaries.
Yes.
Or whatnot. I think that's a universal truth.
And you've touched upon the personality of the Holy Spirit again, who Jesus has revealed the primary function of the Holy Spirit is to console and to comfort, and the consolation of the Spirit, whether it be the consolation for a particular situation in grief, or for the larger longings that we have for heaven and the longings that we have that are unfulfilled. This is the Holy Spirit, and so caregivers have a particular need for that, to seek that consolation. And if they don't know God, and if they don't know the Spirit, they might end up looking for that consolation in the wrong places, or burning out or getting hurt. And maybe you've seen that in the profession, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think you use the term burnout. I think that's an unfortunate consequence of caregiving, is that, you have so much on your shoulders, and you have legal, financial, medical, real estate. You have all sorts of issues that are going on at this time of life. And if you can pray before you make those decisions and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, mm-hmm. How much clearer the path becomes. And this is just a really wonderful study and program that I hope sort of catches fire, throughout the country and maybe even internationally. But if you'd like to learn more, it's nourishforcaregivers.com. And I would ask that you keep us in your prayers, and hopefully the study will continue to grow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Amy. Nice to have you on the program. If you are just tuning in, Father Daniel Schuster, our spiritual director, a little bit of time left in the program if you'd like to join us. Toll-free phone number talking about the Holy Spirit today, 888-914-9149. Just a reminder that our relevant radio toll-free studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. More information about employment opportunities to become one of their insurance agents, and information, too, about their flexible premium life insurance plans, all available through our website, relevantradio.com/Forester, Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance.